A blonde and her pack, where sus meets snacks and vet nurse facts. Episode 2, Choose Wisely, the truth about natural treats. Because your dog's snacks do more than just stink up your handbag. Hello again, my lovely humans, and hello to the pets listening too. And welcome back to A Blonde and Her Pack, where we talk pets, chews, chaos, and everything in between. I'm your host, Lauren, vet nurse, treat dealer, business owner, and full-time servant to one very opinionated chocolate spaniel, Pepper, along with the rest of my pack. She's here with me today, of course, waiting for me to open the snack jar as always. So today's episode is all about something pet owners ask me about constantly. Natural treats. What are they? Which are actually good? And how do you avoid buying something that smells like a dead sock and gives your dog the runs? So let's start with this term, natural. It sounds healthy, right? Like natural equals good? But the reality is, it's all a ploy in marketing. Natural has no legally defined standard in the UK for pet treats. It can mean single ingredient, or minimally processed, or free from additives, or absolutely none of the above. Natural should be a snack or chew that contains no additives, chemicals, or other nasty ingredients. Actually, the fewer ingredients that are in it, the better. So let's break it down and go into a few treats I absolutely love as a pet parent and as a registered veterinary nurse. Let's start with the air-dried treats. These are single ingredient treats that have the moisture removed through evaporation via air drying while still preserving those nutrients, the flavour and all that goodness. So for example, duck necks, chicken feet, trachea or beef lung. Next up, fish treats. These are one of my absolute favourite treats to feed. So anything like sprats, skins, flats, whole fish, anything like that. Full of your omega-3s, great for a shiny and healthy skin and coat, also helps support the brain function, and it also reduces inflammation, and it's typically a great protein for allergies as well. Next up, rabbit ears with fur. Great source of fiber, they also help to clean teeth and gums. And actually, dogs can't digest the fur, so it helps to aid in cleaning out the gastrointestinal system, which is really, really good. Next up are some chews that I would avoid like a dropped rawhide behind the sofa. First up, rawhide. This is chemically processed, hard to digest, and a choking hazard. I just want to sort of go into this one a bit more because this is one of my absolute pet peeves, especially the fact that big companies still sell rawhide. It should definitely be banned. So let me go into this a little bit more. So rawhide is animal skin that is firstly preserved in a high salt brine. It may remain in this stage for weeks to months. So it is in a process of decaying before even being processed properly. Obviously it's in the brine, so that will slow down the process a little bit, but it is still decaying. The hide is then treated with lime. The hair is removed by chemical and physical processes at the same time. It is then treated with more chemicals to make it easier to handle. The inner layer of this is to become rawhide, typically washed and whitened using a combination of hydrogen peroxide, bleach and other chemicals. It is then preserved, coloured and or flavoured, often using artificial additives. So some of the cons of rawhide, other than the obvious that I just discussed, it's a major obstruction risk. Obviously, if it's swallowed in large pieces, the dogs can't really digest it and there's risk of blockages. It is also very indigestible in a dog's stomach. So again, there's a massive risk of significant gastrointestinal issues and blockages. Plus, it's full of harmful chemicals like bleach. Who wants to give their dogs bleach? It's a massive no from me. So this is one that I would absolutely avoid. Next up are marrow bones. You know, the ones that are hollow in the middle or are stuffed but turn out hollow? These are again a massive no from me. I've seen too many dogs get their jaws stuck and it's just not worth the risk. It's a horrible thing to happen to them. So just a big no from me. So my red flag tip, if it's rawhide, bin it immediately. It is not at all safe for your pets and absolutely should be banned. So moving on to some common terms that we hear when it comes to natural treats. So things like novel proteins. So these are more uncommon proteins that aren't in everyday foods that you see for dogs. So proteins like rabbit, duck, fish, venison, buffalo, and ostrich. So these can be really, really good to try for dogs, especially with dogs with sensitive tummies, because they can tend to digest them a little bit easier. So it's definitely worth trying different treats for them. Next up, textures and flavors. Dogs can be super fussy, just like humans. So it's definitely worth trying different treats with different textures, different flavors, different proteins, because you never know what your dog might fancy. They're just the same as us. They like to have different treats to try. We don't all like the same bag of Maltesers every week. We like to try new things. So it's always worth trying different things just to see what they like. Also on this subject, sourcing. You want to make sure that you're sourcing your treats from a good reputable company. You don't want to just be sourcing from some guy down the alley that who knows where he's got the treats from and who knows how they've been processed. You want to make sure that the animals that are being processed have had a good life and it is all sustainable. We don't want to risk any animals. We don't want harm. We want it all to be good and reliable and ethical. So make sure that anything you give, especially fruits and veggies as well, in the veggie treat range, we want to make sure it's all ethical and support small scale farmers, not just these big companies, because you know us small guys are worth fighting for. So next up is the moment Pepper has been waiting for all week. Treat talk with Pepper. This is absolutely going to be her favorite segment of the week, and it's something I actually really enjoy doing with her as well. So each week Pepper will taste test new foods and give a review, and also I will video the process of her having to choose, and they'll go live on our socials as well. So follow us on Instagram and TikTok so that you can see the video and see her enjoying the treats. So this week she enjoyed a goose foot. So this was a new thing for her, and I have to say she absolutely loved it. So it's currently our product of the month on the website as well. Pepper definitely rated this one quite highly. Lots of crunch, fairly long lasting. This probably lasted her about 25 to 30 minutes, which is really, really good for her. She doesn't have great teeth, so she's not a super strong chewer. So for those stronger chewers out there, it might not last quite as long. But as I say, it did last her quite a while, which was really, really good. So some benefits of goose feet. They are good for cleaning teeth. They are fully natural, single protein, which is amazing. They are also rich in iron, which is vital for creating healthy red blood cells and preventing anemia. They're high in B vitamins, which supports cellular energy production and improves metabolic processes. They're also hypoallergenic, ideal for dogs with chicken or other common protein sensitivities. They have natural joint support. Chondroitin and glucosamine in goose feet naturally aid in joint health and mobility. Also a unique protein source. Again, these novel proteins that we talked about, goose is one of them. So it can be quite appetizing and safe for sensitive dogs. But again, every dog is different. They're also pure and natural, free from any artificial preservatives and additives. Purely goose, and that is it. So definitely a really, really good snack to start with. Definitely very crunchy. Pepper definitely enjoyed it. So make sure you listen with the volume up when you watch our videos, because yeah, definitely rated highly by Pepper this week. She very much enjoyed this segment of the show. So next up, let's get a bit nerdy. Let's do a little vet nurse deep dive into some treat safety tips and things to look out for when buying natural treats. So watch out for the fat content. Some treats are quite high in natural fats. Again, it's natural fat, so it's a lot better. It's better than processed foods. But not all dogs can tolerate high fat content, so it's something to be quite cautious about. So things like pig's ears, goat ears, chicken skin, they're all delicious to our furry friends. But if your pet has a sensitive tummy or is prone to pancreatitis, high fat chews can trigger flare-ups. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Every dog is very, very different. So some dogs can tolerate really high fat levels. Other dogs really can't tolerate very high fat levels at all. So it's something to look out for. And I always recommend starting with the lower fat treats and working your way up to see how much your dog's tummy can tolerate. I would say if your dog suddenly vomits or has diarrhea after trying a new treat, it might just be that it's a little bit too rich for their system. So don't go straight to blaming the protein or the company itself. It's not necessarily a bad batch. It might just be that your dog cannot process that particular treat very well, because it might just be too rich for them. So definitely give something else a go and see, as I say, start with the lower fats and work your way up. So fur. It's not gross, it's functional. I discussed a little bit earlier when I was talking about the rabbit ears, but they may look a little bit weird, but they're brilliant. So fur adds fiber, which can help bind hair in the gut, and it's also potentially a natural deworming aid. It also slows digestion and cleans the gut like nature's toothbrush. So don't fear the fuzz, it's great. Treat size matters as well. Always want to be really, really careful about what size treats you pick for your pet. You want to make sure they're not going to swallow something whole and risk choking or risk it creating a blockage in their stomach. So pick size treats that are relevant to your pet. So small dogs, go for thinner treats like sprats, chicken feet or sliced trachea. Power chewers, think beef scalp, buffalo skin or large puff snouts. So obviously it might not take them quite as long, but you want to make sure that it's safe for them. Always, always supervise when your pet is having a treat. Never leave them unattended just in case they do choke. It is just not worth the risk of your dog choking when you're not around, or your cat for that matter, or any pet. So I always say, if you're giving your pet a treat, definitely keep a close eye on them, especially if it's something new that they haven't had before. You want to make sure that they're able to chew it properly and digest it. Some dogs can have really, really good teeth, but not necessarily be able to chew things. Or if you're trying different textures that are a little bit harder, it's always good to keep an eye to make sure that they are able to eat that treat appropriately. Next up, storage. Storage is everything. Natural treats can still go off, especially if they're air dried and not preserved, which, hint, they are the good ones. They're the ones that we want to be feeding to our pets. So make sure you store your treats in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight. Also, you use treat jars or resealable bags to seal in that freshness and make sure you can make the treats last as long as possible. Avoid stuffing a soggy buffalo ear into your coat pocket and forgetting about it. That may or may not be a true story that's happened to me previously. Just a little hint. So that's your chew crash course, courtesy of me and the snack queen herself, Pepper. Hopefully you feel a bit more confident now about natural treats, what they should be, and what to look out for when looking online and buying your natural treats for your pets. So remember, not all natural treats are good. Smelly can be good. Fur is not always that scary, so don't be afraid. And Pepper will absolutely judge your choices. So if you love this episode, please leave a review or DM me your dog's favourite treats at A Blonde and Her Pack. I'd love to feature your pet on a future episode of Pepper's Picks. Plus, you may see that you can be featured on our Instagram or TikTok. And if you're still not sure which chews are right for your dog, feel free to pop me a message or an email. I'm always more than happy to answer questions or support you guys in any way that I can, finding the perfect treat for your pet. We all want to treat our pets the best, so why not make sure we are giving them the best? So, next episode, we will cover enrichment on hot days. So how to keep your pets occupied when it's really, really hot and we just shouldn't be out walking them. We've had a lot of hot weather recently, so I thought this was the perfect time to discuss how we can keep our pets occupied inside and keep them nice and cool. On Treat Talk with Pepper, she will be taste testing ice cream, which I can tell you she is going to be very excited about. She gets excited over a yogurt pot that's empty. So she is definitely going to be excited about having some ice cream all to herself. So thanks for hanging out, guys. Now go give your dog a chew and maybe open a window.